This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Returning to U.S. politics for a moment, Kansas Republicans, led by their conservative governor, Sam Brownback, made history this decade with huge tax cuts to reduce the size and scope of government and the services it delivers in that state. This week, the Republican-controlled legislature voted to override the governor's veto of a bill to try and get some of that government back and raise $1.2 billion over the next 2 years in the process. Republican Representative Melissa Rooker from District 25 says the signs look good to her that the days of extreme ideological conservatism are over in her state, and maybe even in the nation.
Well, for Kansas, it started in 2010 with the election of Sam Brownback, and there was a complete takeover in the 2012 elections. So we're sort of ahead of the curve. And in 2016, in our election cycle, the state swung back towards the center in a pretty significant way. So we have 47 freshman lawmakers serving, and it's a new coalition of more moderate, more traditional Republicans and more Democrats serving in our Kansas House and Senate. And together, we've brought the state back from the brink of a fiscal crisis.
So up until this week, the idea of what's the matter with Kansas, they're always voting against their interests. You can no longer say that. The state of Kansas has decided that one of the roles of government is to deliver services to the people, and Governor Brownback got it all wrong.
Exactly. We've got a long history of caring about the quality of our public schools and really caring about the people around us. Kansans are pragmatic people, and things went too far, and the populace spoke in this election cycle. So while it was a very strange election night for the country, I would say in Kansas, we got it right.
We've been talking today about the consequences in Britain of the election over there and the weakness of Prime Minister Theresa May. Different systems, obviously, but Governor Brownback, in a sense, is in a kind of Theresa May predicament. How weakened is he as a governor because of this? I mean, he's not going to leave office, but how weakened is he?
You know, he still wields the veto pen. So ultimately, he holds all the cards. That's been the struggle all session, is that as we pass different pieces of legislation with the stroke of a pen, he can stop it in its tracks. And this week was the first time we succeeded in overriding the veto. We're going to debate our budget today, and that is the last piece of legislation we have to put in place. We are a part-time legislature. So we've proven we can hold the line on our legislative work, and hopefully we will continue to make forward progress.
Finally, do you think there's a trend afoot possibly that Americans on the state level will begin thinking hard about, all right, we need to do X, Y, and Z, and to pay for it, we're going to have to raise our own taxes, and that's going to happen here? Or is it not gotten that far?
Well, I would hope that the country takes notice the trouble that Kansas got itself in and the struggle to set it right. I know Illinois has had their share of struggles. So I do think that the services that state governments deliver matter to the people and are more present and noticeable in their everyday lives. So, yes, I hope this is the beginning of a trend where state governments right-size themselves instead of trying these radical policies that, I mean, we certainly shrank the size of government, but it certainly didn't work for the people.
Representative Melissa Rooker is a Republican member of the Kansas House of Representatives representing District Number 25. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.